The new Kids Count study by the Annie E. Casey Foundation ranks Wisconsin 13th on 10 measures of child welfare, ranging from teen pregnancy to the availability of subsidized child care. That's a drop from last year's study when the state ranked 10th. The director of the Wisconsin Council on Families and Children, Charity Ellison, says the most disturbing finding in the report is the increase in the number of children living in families that earn less than $10,000 a year for a family of four. There were 84,000 children in 2004 compared to 44,000 4 years earlier.
So what we're seeing is that in spite of the fact that there has been some promising news in the economy, that very poor families, families where there is real economic insecurity, aren't necessarily benefiting.
Ellison says one thing the state can do to turn that trend around is do a better job of making more quality child care affordable for poor families. She says despite recent expansions of four-year kindergarten programs and subsidized daycare, more needs to be done. The director of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association says her group is addressing that problem with scholarship and stipend programs aimed at training more of the estimated 30,000 daycare workers in the state. Jeanette Paulson says so far it's helped more than 5,000 people earn degrees.
Their desire is to work with young children, but they can't afford to because either they don't receive benefits or it's such a low-wage position that they have to move outside of the field that they'd like to stay in, and we need to reverse that.
There was good news in the Kids Count report. Wisconsin's teen pregnancy rate dropped by 11%, and the state is doing a better job than most other states in making sure single mothers are getting their child support payments. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.